Ironically, a big reason for investors' enthusiasm is Delivery Hero's non-German focus. A few years ago, it offloaded its German businesses, Foodora, Lieferheld, and Pizza.de, to Takeaway, a Dutch competitor. Since then, it has eyed expansion in the Middle East and Asia. At the end of last year, 50% of the company's revenue came from the Middle East and North Africa, 30% from Asia, and 12% from Europe. It is today essentially an emerging markets business, says Monique Pollard of Citigroup. Many food delivery firms do not operate their own fleets of vehicles, but instead match consumers with restaurants and riders. That means they must share their cut with both restaurants and riders. It is very hard to make a profit with the three-way split model in Europe, explains Andrew Gwynn of Exane BNP Paribas. But the model works in emerging markets where order sizes are large and delivery workers' wages low. Delivery Hero could become a viable business if it manages to keep its focus on the developing world and stay on top of the next wave of consolidation, which began with the combination of Just Eat and Takeaway, two European firms, earlier this year, and their proposed takeover of America's Grubhub in June. At the very least, it has a decent shot at staying in the DAX longer than the firm it replaced. Wirecard, a payments processor, bankrupted earlier this year by a huge accounting fraud, was booted out of the index barely 2 years after its own ascension.